And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, solo host here in the studio, but I've got a great guest here with me today. Mr. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance is here. We're going to be talking watercraft insurance. We're going to be talking fishing and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, and great to have Scott Sherman here from Snap Insurance, formerly Fifth Avenue Insurance.
Yeah, it was Fifth Avenue for 27 years.
27 years.
Yeah.
And then you have some new partners come in and...
Yeah, we kind of got together with some friends of ours, and you know, friendly competitors in the industry for about 20 years and merged with them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it worked out really well. We've up to close to 80 employees now and moving right along.
Nice. Yeah. Fantastic. Wow. 80 employees. This is a big outfit.
It's getting there. Yeah,
and it's right here in San Diego.
Right down here in Mission Valley.
But you do a lot of insurance throughout Southern California.
Oh, yeah. We write up and down the state. And
yeah.
We can write just about anywhere in California when it comes to coastal waters and those types of things.
Yeah. And you, kind of one of your, you have many specialties at Snap, but one of your specialties is the watercraft insurance, right?
Well, yeah, I had to start figuring out a reason to justify all the time I was spending on the water.
So yeah.
I had to make it business related, so we got into doing the marine insurance. It was a natural fit. And kind of developed a niche in that area and kind of took off with it and made it a specialty.
Yeah, it's a great. And you guys do great. You can handle my insurance, and you do a fantastic job. And you. So what is the deal? I mean, you just deal with one company, or you do deal with multiple companies?
Yeah, no, we're an independent broker, so we can go out to numerous companies out mm-hmm. there in the marine world and across the board and all the other property and casualty type insurance. I mean, well over 100 companies at our disposal. Not all of them write marine, but about 100 some odd companies that are at our disposal with several that do marine insurance.
So let's take an example. You have a Parker 25, like we were talking with Kevin yesterday. When you want insurance for that boat, how does one that has the same boat as you go about it? What are we looking at? What kinds of things are we concerned about?
Yeah, well, in my case, first thing I want to make sure is I've got coverage for the boat, but also where the boat is if there's something that happens, because mm-hmm. we're so close to Mexico. And
right.
a lot of people don't know that most policies exclude Mexican waters on their boat policies.
Oh, boat read US, the fine print, right?
Read the fine print. Boat U.S. doesn't cover in Mexico waters.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They do not cover down in Mexico. And how many times do we leave San Diego and the next destination is, you know,
the Coronado Islands,
the 371, the 425,
right.
you know, the rock pile, all right. those areas down there, you will not be covered if you have an accident in those waters.
My goodness. So, like, my policy says good to, Punta Banda or something like that?
Yeah, Punta Banda or Rio Santo Tomas is usually like
Rio Santo Tomas.
The first dividing line. Uh-huh. Some companies will have, you can go to Rio Santo Tomas if you have a bigger yacht that's going to go further, then it's a different carrier, but you can get it all the way down to Cabo and those types of things.
So where is Rio Santo, where is that line?
It's, I don't know the actual latitude, but it's a few miles south of the port of Ensenada.
Okay. So if you're going down to where the tuna are right now at Punta Banda, you're kind of stretching that limit.
You're getting right on the
edge.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what happens if you go south of that? What do you need?
Depending on the carrier you're with, and that's one of the reasons to pay attention to where the coverages are, if you think you're going to be going south of there, then there's a few companies that offer you coverage all the way down to Cabo, and it's either an endorsement or a change of policies. But a lot of times with certain companies, you can endorse that on and say, okay, all the way down to Cabo. Some are 75 miles from shore. Some will go out to 200 miles from shore,
uh-huh.
just depending on the carrier and size of boat and those types of things.
So what if you just want to go down to San Quintin or something like that? Can you get an endorsement just to that length, or do you have to go all the way to Cabo?
It's usually in bulks, and the next one, depending on carrier, some will be Mag Bay, and then after that would be all the way to Cabo.
I see, yeah.
And some will cover all the way around into the Sea of Cortez and those types.
Yeah, like if you're cruising or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of larger boats, they'll go down Cabo, and then they'll go around and back up East Cape and La Paz and Laredo and that kind of thing. And you can find carriers that will cover you in all of those areas. And it's just how much does it cost and how good are they about dealing with claims down there.
Yeah. Well, that's why you need somebody who understands our areas. Like, you're not talking to somebody in Maryland or Chicago or something like that understands what happens here in Southern California, right?
Well, and what you don't have is somebody just punching in numbers on the internet and going online on an app to figure out what their coverage is going to be, because the worst time to find out you don't have coverage is when you need it.
When you need it, yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you seen situations like that?
Oh, yeah. I've had people come in and say, you know, I was with XYZ carrier, had a claim for this and found out I wasn't covered, so I had to come out of pocket to do it, and they're changing carriers. And quite frankly, with the way computer access is so easy to things on the internet to get quotes on your own,
So
many people figure, okay, I can do this myself, and they'll go in and they'll just punch in a couple of basic questions that are asked and miss all the fine print of where the coverage is and then find out later that it wasn't covered.
Yeah, not good.
It's not a good feeling. I mean, it's fine for us because it happened somewhere else, and then they come to us and we show them exactly where they should be, and we've got a client for life.
But, yeah, for sure.
But it's a terrible feeling to, I mean, imagine if you were sitting there with your house and you had a fire and you found out that for some reason that it wasn't covered. You know,
and it happens, right?
It can happen.
It can
happen if you're not paying attention. Yeah. And that's why I think the independent agency system is so important, because you actually have someone you can talk to, describe your specific situation, and they can tailor the coverage to make sure it's covering you.
Versus somebody that just covers everything all over the place.
Or you just do a generic input four pieces of information into an internet program and pump out a quote and say, yeah, the premium looks really good, and then you find out later, well, the coverage is not enough or non-existent.
And it didn't include this and didn't include that.
Or it didn't cover enough. You know, a lot of times people look at premium and how much they're going to be paying, but they're not looking at how much they're covering, especially like an auto and liability.
Yeah.
You know, they think, oh, $300,000 is easy, but one nasty bodily injury claim in a lawsuit, you're well past $300,000.
Yeah, that's not enough.
It covers the attorney's fees, but it doesn't cover
anything
else.
That's about it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you're, what about, let's talk about liabilities on boats, too. What are you looking at there? I mean, certainly there's some bodily injury possibilities and such like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you recommend on that?
I recommend $500,000 to start, depending on the size of the boat.
Yeah.
If you're a larger boat, you're taking more people out, you have more opportunities to do those things, or larger to cause more damage if you hit somebody or something, then I recommend going up with an umbrella over the top of that.
Okay.
You know, putting on
Explain that.
Well, you'll have your basic coverage of $500,000. If you get into a situation that starts running into the millions of dollars in liability, then you have an umbrella policy that will cover on top of that $500,000 once it's expended.
I see. And you can do that on your boat insurance policy?
Yeah, you can do a boat, and you can get personal umbrella that would cover boat and auto and home and a bunch of other things. There's different ways to package that together.
Yeah, yeah. And so at Snap Insurance, what you guys do is you talk to the boater, you find out what their needs are, and then you shop for them the best price.
Right, right. And then we'll also find out their situation, too, because a lot of times if you package your homeowner's policy and your boat policy, you can save up to 25% on your boat policy.
That's a lot.
Which is a lot. It can add up to a lot of money.
Yeah.
My boat, you know, my Parker, I insure it with the same company who insures my home.
Yeah.
I get the discount, I know the coverages, and it makes it easier to come billing time, quite frankly.
Yeah. Just pay one fee and
you got it.
And you're good there, yeah. A lot of different twists and turns. And speaking of your Parker, have you been out fishing lately?
Yeah, not since last Saturday, but that's when that yellowtail bite at the Coronado Islands was still going on.
On fire.
It was just outright stupid how easy the fishing was. I mean, we were done with our limits by about 9:30 in the morning. We started at 6. I mean,
wow.
And that was three guys on the boat, so we were done pretty quick. And quite frankly, a lot of times when you're driving the boat, it's tough to get back and get your limit because you're too busy maneuvering the boat and putting people in the right spot.
Get people in the spot.
But this one, I mean, set up a drift, throw out a scoop of bait every once in a while and watch them boil around you. And we were throwing surface irons, mega baits, snipers. You know,
they ate it all, huh?
Everything.
Yeah.
And the surface iron is so much fun. You know, you throw out the mint-colored surface iron and just wait for the explosion.
Yeah.
Almost wanted to try a popper, but we never got there.
And they're nice grade fish, too, right?
Everything we had was between 10 and 15.
Yeah.
You know, I think our biggest one was around that 16, 17 range.
No runts, really.
No, there was no little, you know, there were no rats in the pile.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And fun, too. And I must say, you mentioned live bait. The Everingham brothers have been doing the bait has just been unbelievably good this year.
I don't know what it is.
So maybe the colder water.
It's a little cooler. I think that's helping a lot.
I don't know.
But
it's been fantastic. But Everingham brothers have they update their receivers, they update the holding pens, and they update their methodology on the boat on catching, too. It just makes that much better a product.
Well, I don't know what they've done, but I tell you, the last four or five times I've been out, I don't think we've seen more than seven or eight rolled pieces of bait on the bottom of the tank. I mean,
really nice.
Which is, you know, a lot of times you sit there and you don't mind a couple of those for chunking up and getting fish excited, but there's been just amazing baits.
Stuff's on fire. Yeah, that's nice to have. And nice to have the Everingham brothers at our disposal to be able to do that, right?
Yeah, now all we got to do is find tuna that want to bite the dog.
Well, and that'll, you know, we certainly hope things will
update here and change as we get back off the backside of this moon here and things will move up. I mean, there's tuna to be caught, and it seems like the things are coming around, but definitely something needs to change.
Yeah, and I mean, before we were just looking at a whole bunch of tuna and not getting them to bite. Now it's getting tougher to find them and see them on there. They're still they're still marking on the sonar.
Yeah.
They're not up puddling and frustrating you as much.
It's around, though. I know our eye in the sky has been seeing him. And he's down at Cedros right now doing a different project, so we didn't hear from Tom Green this week. But you know they're there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're out there somewhere.
We've seen them on the sonar.
They didn't just swim away.
Yeah, they didn't swim that far anyway.
No, no. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Scott Trim's a wealth of knowledge about fishing and about, of course, boat insurance and regular insurance for that matter, too. He's been doing it for how long?
28 years now.
28 years. And and his other gig is being a city councilman for San Diego City Council.
For the next 513 days.
513. Anyway. How many years have you been on that council?
Six and a half now.
Six and a half years already.
Time flies, doesn't
it? Wow, no kidding. That's amazing. Doing a great job there. And, hey, if you want to join us on the fan here, we do have a couple lines open. It's going to be a busy morning. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. And we're giving away a full-year membership to fishdope.com today. That's $169 value. You get a full year to watch what's going on out there. And Fishdope, absolutely. The reason we're giving it away is because Scott's a big fan of Fishdope.
I'm on
Report
it all the
in all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's how you get your info, right?
Yeah, even I remember before Fishdope was started, we got on Bloody Decks and we're doing the insurance on Bloody Decks, and that kind of led to Fishdope. And it's an amazing service. It really is. I mean, if you use it properly, you'll get yourself pretty close to where the fish have been the last couple of days.
Yeah, all right. Well, we can talk about how you use it properly, too. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Scott. Take your phone calls. You get a chance to win that full-year membership to fishdope.com, 833-288-0973. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun.
Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
How smart is your smart speaker? I'll tell you. It's smart enough to stream The Fan. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance here. I keep wanting to say Fifth Avenue Insurance, but that's okay. It's all the same. Right?
It took me a while, too. But and it snapped with two P's at the end, so when you're looking it up, it makes it easier.
SNAPPinsurance.com.
You got it.
You can link that on the Let's Talk Hookup links page, too. Letstalkhookup.com. Go to our links page, and it's right there. It says Snap Insurance, Fifth Avenue Insurance, Boat Insurance on the link, just because we want to remind people that it's kind of all the same.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, how long? We've been, got close to probably 10 years now advertising here. With you here on the show.
Yeah, for sure.
People remember us when we first started, and we were on there for a very long time as Fifth
Avenue.
It's good to keep it up for a little bit.
No, it's been great association, too. And like I say, I've switched all my insurance, and certainly a lot of our listeners have switched a lot of insurance, too, to it. So continue to do that because you guys know what you're talking about.
It just helps when you have somebody who's on the water as much as you are, looking after your insurance needs when you're on the water.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. Well, very patient callers want to talk to you, so let's go ahead and start it up with Roy in San Diego. Good morning, Roy. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Morning, Roy.
Great. Good morning. Scott, a couple of questions, actually. One, is your insurance company, is it just kind of boats, or do you do home, auto, and whatever else like that? And second, I thought last time you were on, you were talking about as a kayak fisherman and stuff, there's a difference in towing the kayak or putting the kayak in the back of your truck or something like that. Did I remember correctly, or am I thinking something different?
Yeah, well, the first question is, yeah, we do just about every type of insurance there is. I mean, I started my insurance gig doing commercial insurance, you know, commercial property, businesses, apartments, restaurants, those types of things, and then got into the marine insurance. But we do it all down there. If you're towing your kayak on the trailer, a lot of times that'll get picked up by your auto policy.
But you better check, right?
But most of the times it'll be picked up by the auto policy. Now, if it's parked and not moving, then that way sometimes it can be covered in a different place other than the auto policy. That's usually covered when it's in transit. When it's stopped, it's usually covered under homeowners or something else.
Oh, really? Okay. Now, what about being on the water on your kayak? If something happens to you, what's going on? Are you covered on that, or
if something happens to you from somebody else, you better hope they have insurance.
Yeah.
If for some reason you had something happen to somebody else because of you on your kayak, usually, not going to say in all cases, but you need either some type of personal liability insurance in place, either through your homeowner's policy, your renter's policy, whatever type of thing there.
Is it something with a kayak that you want to include that as a additionally insured on your policy of your homeowner's policy, or do you want to have a separate policy for your kayak?
Usually you just tack that on somewhere. You figure out what the value is and put that on, usually to a homeowner's policy is where it's going to rest.
All right. Hope that covers it for you, Roy. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Don in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. This is going to be an interesting show today. Nice twist, Pete.
Certainly is. Always great to have
Scott. Question for you. For someone who's looking at, you know, all the different insurances, the auto, the liability, you know, homeowners, earthquake, et cetera, does it make any difference whether properties are in a trust and how you insure it versus not being in a trust?
Trusts sometimes can cause a little bit of problem, not that often. Usually it's when it's in a limited liability company or some types along those lines. That's when it can get to be more problematic. Trusts usually aren't that big a deal.
No, not that big a deal.
Not usually. Companies will have an issue depending on how the trust is made up and that type of thing.
Yeah.
The size of the trust. But a lot of times a small family trust is not that bad.
All right. I never read anything. Okay. I just kind of like, I guess it's not very wise, but do you have to should you read your insurance policy and make sure that you're covered on all angles?
If you're getting your policy online or something like that, yeah, I'd make sure you read the thing. If you're going through an agent that knows the policies and you've had those conversations and they're documented, then you're usually pretty good to go ahead and not go. But, like, you know, a lot of people will come to me and they say, I thought my boat was covered in Mexico, and it's not.
Yeah.
And either they got it online or their agent didn't tell them.
Yeah. But if you have your agent, just if he says, oh, yeah, you're covered for that, have him show you on the policy where you're covered, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's important.
A lot of times what we do at our office with the different companies, we have cheat sheets that tell you what the Mexico coverage is. So then you can show it to them and say, okay, it's covered between Mexican border to Punta Banda out to 75 miles from shore. That's what this company covers.
Yeah.
The next company will cover it to Rio Santo Tomas out to 200 miles from shore.
Gotcha.
That time.
Yeah, all right.
But you'll find it in the policy, and it doesn't hurt just to verify what the person was telling you once you get the policy.
Yeah, all right. Good suggestions. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And this is the kind of stuff that's important because you understand you're a boater yourself, you're a kayaker yourself, you understand you've been through all this.
Yeah, and you know how much money we put into our boats.
Yes.
I mean, they are...
Time,
energy, money. And if something happens, you want to make sure that's covered. And with the California laws the way they are now, too, you got to think about pollution coverage. If you have water, you know, fuel that's pumped into the water, or fuel spill, or bilge pump that's not equipped properly and pumps fuel into the water, those fines can get pretty stiff.
Yes.
And then if you're slipped into an area, you have to make sure that the marina is named additionally insured properly and those types of things.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to want to be on the policy, too.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about that. You talk about... dumping oil. A lot of policies have oil spill coverage. But let me ask you a question.
Only a certain amount.
Yeah. One of our sponsors is Blue Guard Innovations with the VG1 oil detector, so you don't dump into the... Now, if you have that on your boat, can you possibly get a discount on your insurance?
I've been talking to some companies about trying to make that a possibility.
Yeah.
Some may have already started doing that because it's
it's
a very good product, and it's going to reduce the likelihood of a company paying out that coverage if it's on there, so they should therefore adjust the premium accordingly.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in that product, I'll tell you. It's important stuff.
And those
it can happen to anybody.
And fuel spill can... find you really hard, really quick, and it doesn't take a lot of fuel. Everybody says, oh, fuel spill, I've got to lose my whole tank.
No.
It doesn't take much if the right people are and the right authorities are paying attention. It's a big fine.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it, for sure. Well, hey, let's head south down to Rancho Llanero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Scott.
Morning.
Good morning. So, big Dorado shootout yesterday. Did you win?
No.
Come on.
A good friend of ours did.
I heard. It's Chris Moyer from the East Cape Smokehouse.
Yeah, big money. 25.1 pounder. Took it all. 170,000 cash and a new pickup truck.
Wow. That's big money. Yeah, good for
you. Probably the most the Dorado's ever paid for, at least one that size.
Small, huh? There's been I know you've been talking and seeing, posting pictures at RanchoLeonero.com about all the big Dorado that have been around. That's a pretty small one, huh?
Well, yeah, it was way small. The weather was just horrible yesterday. It started blowing about 10 o'clock out of the east, so it was real, real rough all day long. And so it kind of limited where the distance people could go. The bite north, there's a lot of Dorado up around La Serena, stuff around north, but no big ones. All the big ones over the last, and gosh, we've been having 40, 50 pounders come in almost every day to our cleaning table. Of course, not yesterday, but they've all been, they were all taken out on marlin lures. Normally a ballyhoo trolling off the bank between La Rivera and Fraley's. and for people normally fishing for marlin. So that's what we did. We went out there, and it was interesting because pretty much every boat I talked to caught marlin, you know, over the course of the tournament. They just were very few Dorado around for some reason yesterday. So good luck. It's Chris deserves it. He works hard. And actually, you know, Jimmy from Can-Do, he was the teammate there.
So. Oh, okay. Jimmy from Can-Do Quad Rentals. Yeah, Jimmy's a great guy. So Chris and Jimmy, and it was a Los Perillas team, huh?
Yeah, Team Los Perillas won it all, yeah. So it was definitely a local deal, so not bad at all. Anyway, the report here, 85 to 86 degree water, a real good billfish bite. You know, very, very consistent, a lot around. A lot of blues around, too, which bodes well for the Bisbee coming up here in a couple weeks, the end of the month. I'd say one out of every four marlin being released, billfish being released, are blues. And very few sailfish. The sailfish around, and then the sailfish kind of disappeared. But the striped marlin are big, and loads of them around, and they're loving the ballyhoo. Yellowfin, the outside, you know, the weather's the last 3 or 4 days blown out of the east in the afternoon, kind of getting in the way of yellowfin. They're under the porpoise 15 to 20 miles off, and if they can get out there, they're getting on them, and normally limiting. Not real big fish. The big fish are inside off of Rincon there. 1 to 3 miles off the beach, they're soaking Caballito down the bottom and picking up some 50, 60-pound yellowfin out of there. Big roosters as well. Big guyos all week long, 50 to 75-pounders being released daily. Some real big rooster fish. We're back to our normal with the rooster fish, which is excellent. And besides that, good fishing. Like I said, I wish the Dorado fish was a little bit better for the shootout, but congratulations to Chris and Jimmy.
Yeah, no kidding. And how many boats were in the Dorado shootout?
You know, I wish I could give the exact number. Right around 100.
100 boats, big tournament.
Yeah, it was a big tournament. And, you know, a nice start. You know, everybody races on the start. And like I say, you know, it's a fun tournament because it's a one-day deal and a big payout, you know, the winner-take-all kind of a deal. So it's my kind of tournament. I enjoy it. I'll fish it again next year.
And anybody can win. That's the thing. All it takes is one bite, right?
Yeah, that's it. And they were, I guess they were on a little, I'm not sure what boat they were on, but they were on a little 25-foot boat.
Wow.
That picked them up. Yeah. So.
Dealing with that weather and stuff like that. But I'm sure the weather turned around and it's probably flat calm again today.
Actually, it is much calmer than it was yesterday. Sure.
Which is normal for this time of the year down in the East Cape, no doubt, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it blows out of the east in the afternoons. You know, that's kind of a normal thing. It'll kick up, and it blows lightly, you know, and it actually it's a relief. It keeps everything cool in the afternoon. But it's been, you know, just this last week, for whatever reason, last couple of days, it's been blowing hard out of the east and much earlier than normal.
Weird weather year, for sure. All right, John, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Leonero, catch some fish, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We're loading a lot of pictures on there.
All right. Well, thanks for the Rancho Leonero report and the Dorado shootout report. Thanks. Congratulations to Chris Moyer and Jimmy from Can-Do and Chris from the East Cape Smokehouse and, of course, Smokies, one of our favorite places to eat in Los Perillas. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that, John. Thanks a lot for calling. Hey, I want to remind you this month's CCA calendar drawing is for a Accurate Fury reel. And the winning number on the back of your calendar, check your calendar, Sherm, 1037 is the winner of that Accurate Fury reel. If you have that number, contact CCA on Facebook by spelling out the words Coastal Conservation Association of California. That's on Facebook, or you can just go to their website and contact the guys at CCA and claim your prize. Once again, 1037 is the winning calendar number. And let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Dave in Anza. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Scott, before my boating insurance question for you, I got another quick one to ask you.
Sure.
Is this town ever going to get an NFL team back again?
The way things went with the last election in that down in the Mission Valley area, it's going to be very, very difficult, I think, to convince the NFL anytime soon to come back to San Diego. They'd have to agree to four teams in California, and you've got two teams just to the north of us here that would be raising a big stink. I mean, it was terrible to see him go, and especially the way things went. But it's going to be pretty difficult to get him to come back anytime in the near future, unless they decide to expand again. And I haven't heard of any rumors of that on the horizon.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Anyhow, then my boat insurance question for you is, I'm a trailer boater, and what is the most common claim you see coming in on boats, something that we should try to avoid doing, and also on the trailer, too, what kind of claims do you see coming in on boat trailers that we should avoid trying to have happen to us?
Believe it or not, a lot of the times you see on a boat trailer thing are the guys who don't properly secure the trailer to their hitch.
Yeah.
We've seen several.
It falls off, right?
We've seen several claims where it comes off, and I tell you, that the safety chain usually doesn't hold it after a couple of good smacks around back there. The other one we've seen, too, is where people have an issue backing it into the water, and it either slides in a little too far, and you have more damage to the vehicle than you do to the boat or the trailer, but we've seen those, too. The other ones are just typical collisions with somebody, you know, making a lane change or somebody hitting you from behind.
What's the strangest trailer boat related claim you've ever seen?
Where the thing went all the way down into the water and the boat was floating above the trailer.
Oh!
And the trailer and the car were underneath the boat down in the water.
It was nice!
It was pretty interesting. The cable was still attached, too. It was kind of fun.
No kidding. So the boat was floating above the car and the trailer.
Right, exactly.
Nice.
The boat was fine, but the trailer and the car were pretty bad.
Oops.
And then we saw another one where trailer came undone. The boat and trailer went off the side of the road. The tongue of the trailer dug into the dirt. The trailer was absolutely destroyed, and the boat went flying through the air and landed in a bunch of bushes and just had some superficial scratches to it.
I'll be darned.
And was absolutely fine.
Wow.
But the trailer was destroyed.
Destroyed.
And on that case, the trailer coverage wasn't enough to replace what they needed to go going forward, so they got paid out to the limit and had to come out of pocket a little more than they thought.
On that. Yeah. Okay, so that's... good question, though, Dave. So when you have your boat insured, is that insure the trailer or no?
It depends on the carrier. Some consider the boat and the trailer as all part of one deal.
One deal.
Others will have separate coverage for the trailer and for the hull. It just depends on who the carrier is and which
now,
way
I've
go.
Seen that before where they say trailer's insured for $2,000, boat's insured for $10,000. What? Just using some random figures.
Right.
Boat trailers don't cost $2,000 anymore.
No, you'd be surprised how many insurance policies, basic coverage for trailers or for other things that you'll find on your boat is just not enough coverage for what most of us do. The trailers nowadays are way more expensive than they used to be, and they're made much better, so the cost goes up. And then people don't think about things that they have on their boat and how quickly that cost will add up as well.
Yeah. If your trailer gets damaged in an accident, which coverage is going to cover that? Your auto insurance or your boat insurance?
Usually your trailer coverage on the boat will take care
of
that.
On the boat, trailer coverage. So how do you make sure that you get enough coverage on your trailer?
Find out on your policy where it's covered, if it's part of the hull or if it's covered separate. If it's covered separate, look at that limit and then see what it is, what you paid for it, and what it would be to replace one new.
Well, and you advise your clients how?
Look at the policy or call your agent and see which way it's covered and how much the coverage is. And then a lot of times you'll know about what you paid for that trailer when you get it.
Sure. Like, for example, your trailer is probably worth $6,000.
My trailer that I don't have was at $6,500. I decided, since it's in a slip all the time, to forego the trailer, and I put that money into a tuna tower.
Sure, yeah. But if you did put it on a trailer, you need to make sure that's covered.
$6,500 to $7,000, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973. And when we come back, more of your phone calls right here with Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance. And, of course, we're going to find out what's biting out there. Catch Report coming up. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Cedros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Cedros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Cedros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.cedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I got to tell you, fishing that yellowtail at the Coronados last week, I have my Trinidad 14A. Unbelievable, great reel to put in your hand and perfect for that type of fishing. Put one in Ron Lane's hand and he was like, wow, what kind of reel is this? This is an amazing, amazing reel. But that's just Shimano. They make so many great reels. And, of course, that new Speedmaster 2 coming out, too, which is kind of like a Talica, but like almost half the price. Watch that coming up in your local stores very, very soon, coming in there. And then, of course, they make a great rod line, too. Therese rods, they're all new and redesigned coming up here. And, of course, the Terramar rod line. And don't forget, Shimano has the best jigs on the market. Of course, Colt Sniper, don't need to tell you about how great and how many big fish they've caught. The jigs, of course, the jerk baits, all that, the Colt Snipers, all great stuff. So check it out. Shimano.com has all that information, and you can check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Yeah, indeed. In addition to that smart speaker, Alexa, you just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan. Comes right up. It's amazing. And so if you're out of the listening area of The Fan, like you're in L.A. Orange County, that's an easy way to do it. The other easy way is to go to our Let's Talk Hookup app. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download. Just search for Let's Talk Hookup. The app is free, easy to downloads quickly, and everybody that has told me that they've downloaded the app. I go, wow, can't believe I waited so long to download the app. It works so well, and it's so easy, and you can take it everywhere you want, as well as listen to live shows of Let's Talk Hookup, and the archive shows are all there. Adam, our guy, on the phones, as well as our archive expert, puts the archives up right away so you can listen to today's show later on. If you have to miss part of it, you can go back and review it in your car, on your boat, or anywhere on your smartphone. Just on that. That's easy to do. It's on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Let's Talk Hookup in the app or Google Play Store. Just download the app. It's free. All right, let's find out what's biting today. Catch Report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they have the best fish processing your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros in the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky, spices, rub. Sean told me they had the best white sea bass fillets in the market there he has seen in a long time. And, of course, they have all that great line of spices and rubs, too, at their convenient Liberty Station location. Or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And, of course, you can get the spices and rubs now at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Let's start off with Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Camp. And Brian Willey's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How's the fishing?
Good. Oh, man. Things are kicking into gear pretty steady here for us. You know, a little bit of sunshine this week was a big deal. We had some of that weird weather, that southeast that was kind of a little odd at the beginning of the week. But
yeah.
Everything else, man, it's finally kind of starting to feel like summer here with the weather. I mean, the water's been warm here for a while, but it's nice to see that this stuff's kicking in. But for us right now, the bass fishing, both close to home and in our half day, you know, kind of stretching out down the beach to our three-quarter day land, it's all been about that calico bass. The fly line sardines, I'd say, was the best way to get bit this week. But, you know, the guys that like to fish the artificial stuff, the rubber lures, the hard jerk baits, the surface iron, they caught plenty of fish as well. Like I said, our water warming up here, 70 to 71. We had some high 71 yesterday when the sun got on, almost 72. So it's good to see. So just about everywhere on our stretch of the coast, we're seeing that better water. The water was a bit off color a couple of days, like I did mention, with that swell kind of murked things up. But as we pushed through the week, that stuff settled out and cleared up. And this bass fishing has been really, really good. So I'd recommend coming with like an 8-foot fast taper rod and a 300 size reel loaded with, you know, you can put some 50 pound braid on there and then fish like a 15 or 20 pound top shot of monofilament. Be super good for both the artificial stuff and that live bait. Over at Catalina, the Fury's been fishing there on his 5-5 and he's had some really good fish in there as well. More of that yellowtail, he's catching that both on the front and around the back there. The flyline sardine again was a way to go. Some fish on the surface iron too. And they are over at Clemente today on their overnight, so I'm sure we'll hear back on how those guys do over there, hoping for some of that yellow that's been there, and, of course, that solid bass fishing that's taking place over there right now as well. So that's it for us. Man, full schedule. We're humming down here, super busy, so reservations are definitely the way to go. You can call our landing at 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. Link us right there on the Let's Talk Hookup page. And this week, guys, the code again for the month here is local, L-O-C-A-L. Type that in when you're booking online, and that'll knock 25% off that ticket price for you on a half or three-quarter day trip.
Nice. Local, L-O-C-A-L, 25% off, half or three-quarter day. Just go to the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, click on the Dana Wharf banner, type in local, 25% off. That's a great, even in the middle of the summer. How about that, huh?
Yep, save a few bucks all year long. Why not, right?
Yeah, that's great stuff, Brian. Hey, appreciate that report. Glad things are going. I heard Catalina is on fire and lots of good coastal fishing, so you guys are the center of the universe right now.
We're taking it. We're enjoying it, and it's good to see things come together. So
no
that's
kidding.
What we got this week.
All right, very good, Brian. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Thanks again. See you.
All right, appreciate that. Let's head down to Cedros Island and talk to Jeff Flowers from Cedros Sport Fishing. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great. How's that fishing at Cedros?
Well, you know, we've had another great fishing week down at Cedros Sport Fishing. Water temperature is actually bumping back up now. It's up there in that 72, 73 range. Fish are getting a little bit more active, even though we had a couple weeks ago some great fishing with those 50-pound yellows. This last week, the grade kind of, you know, dropped off a little bit. They were still in that 20-pound class of fish, but the last couple of days, fish have moved back up, and it looks like they're getting in the fish that are at 30, 35-plus pounds again.
Nice. Wow.
They're catching them primarily on surface iron right now. Seems to be the ticket, anything with green in it. And I say that tongue-in-cheek because there's a big tournament coming up this next weekend, so we can't tell them all of our secrets.
Ah, okay. All right. What's the tournament?
It's the Pesca tournament that goes on once a year. It's a tournament that travels up and down Baja California.
Right.
And Javier took it over this year, one of our captains, as you know, and he's running it for the tournament in Cedros, and it happens to fall next weekend, which is happens to be the weekend we chose about a year ago to go down there and fish that week. So we're jumping in the tournament.
Oh, you're going to go fish in the tournament. All right. Well, you'll have to give us the report there, and good luck.
Yeah, well, hopefully. My goal is to get you guys on the phone while we're out there and give you a live action report going on. So
that'd be perfect.
If that works, great. If not, we'll have to catch up on that one.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, are there any spots available at Cedro Sport Fishing? I know you guys are booking up most of the season here.
Yeah, you know, it comes and goes a little bit. We've got some people that were in and paid their deposits and they're, you know, ready to go, and then, you know, family sometimes happens and gets in the way, or work. So we've had a few spots open up later in the season. And so if somebody wants to give Rosie a call, find out what's going on there. She's easily reached on her cell phone. You can reach her at 619-772-7570. Excuse me. Or you can catch up to her at cedrosportfishing.com and take a look at the schedule. She's trying to keep it updated hourly as we go and things change. But check out the webpage. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram. She's been posting on all the social media so people can see what's going on down there, how fabulous the lodge is. And what people always talk about putting on their bucket list is something that you need to check off and go do.
Yes, indeed. I agree with that 100%. Jeff Flowers from Cedro Sport Fishing, thanks a lot for that report. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that. Let's head down to the surf. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
It's happening.
Hey, you are, man. Tell us what's happening down at the surf.
Well, you know, I talked about how good the Corbina fishing last week, and it continues, and we're in prime time, as they say. And, you know, it's all the perfect conditions. Cleaner water, you know, this spring, early summer, we've had a lot of funky, you know, mixes of water. We're finally getting some real clean, warmer water, pushing 70 degrees, lots of sand crabs. And good tides, and up and down the coast, you know, even starting up in Santa Barbara there, hook, line, sinker reported, good Corbina action this week. Catches were reported from Isla Vista and Summerlin, usually a little north for a Corbina hotspot, but the anglers are reporting lots of fish on the beaches up there. Also, some short to legal white sea bass were taken off Goleta and Campus Point. Smelt and grunion pattern swim baits have been the best thing, fished to 32 inches, so that's not a bad thing either. Wiley's reported good mixed bag fishing in the surf. The grunion are running. They ran this weekend. I think tonight's the last night. Several legal white sea bass were reported taking off county line there. Lots of calico bass, sand bass, yolking croaker on the reef beaches. Just that, you know, when the grunion's in there, it just perks everything up. And here's an interesting story. One of the leopard shark guys regularly fishes was soaking a whole squid and hung a fish. Set the hook and a big, not big, but a 12-foot great white swirled up to the surface and sawed him off.
Oh.
That's pretty strange. I got some other reports of great whites being spotted here the last couple of weeks, so that's something to keep your eye on. You're not supposed to angle for them, Pete, but, you know, if you're fishing for leopard sharks, you're not, you know.
You're not angling for great whites, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, they're around, and, yeah, watch your feet dangling on your surfboard for sure.
Yeah, the other interesting catch, you know, we had a 5-pound, 2-ounce Corvina taken out of Dana Point Harbor on a cut anchovy, not normally what you think, but that's something you shouldn't forget is there's some nice quality Corvina that go inside the bays and stuff like that. And then another oddball catch was a 7-pound short fin Corvina, and that was taken off Dog Beach down there on a live smelt. Now, the short fin are related to the orange mouth Corvina. They're more silvery with little black tips on the fins, and they have, of course, that short dorsal fin. And they tend to take bait or live bait or natural bait, not much of a lure fish. So that's why you don't see as much short fin. But that's a very unique catch, and that says a lot for that croaker. They're all in the croaker family, and that croaker fishery, I tell you, is really healthy.
Yeah,
in our,
it's
waters,
good stuff.
Right now.
Wow, what great information there, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Sure appreciate all your research, all your good stuff. Time to go surf fishing right now.
That's right. Prime time, Pete. All right. Prime time.
All right.
Great
show. All right. Talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that very much. And that is our catch report today. And it's sponsored by the CCA On the Beach Surf Fish Clinic. It's coming up to San Diego on August 2nd and 3rd at South Carlsbad State Beach. You talk about a great beach to catch Corbina right there. I've caught many of them right there. Learn the right on the sand from Bill Varney and his team to find bait, catch bait, and catch surf fish for two. I'm sure Corbina, too. Corbina. Anyway, learn more about the upcoming Carlsbad Seminar and the Summer CCA Surf Fish Clinic at surffishtackle.com and click Seminars. Also, check fishthesurf.com where you'll find tips, reports, and articles designed to help make surf angling better. And when we come back, your phone calls. You want to get through? One line open, 833-288-0973. Your chance to get through. Talk to Sherm. Talk fishing. Talk insurance. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing course on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego.
Radio.com sports station.
This is Will Myers from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Crushed and a half, Will. Two-run home run, 11-0.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
HydroHoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled it down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy crowded launch ramp with no place to park your boat trailer? I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for HydroHoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the radio talking about great products like Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge bait tanks. These products are the best for our unique Western needs, and HydroHoist is in the same exact league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, and no need to bolt it to a dock. You can even put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydro Hoist has a new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld, and you guessed it, it's Dana Landing. They're the new dealer for Hydro Hoist boat lifts, and their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it, lift it on a Hydro Hoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information, and get lifted.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.